Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Conceive, believe, achieve. Shut the f*** up.
This is Believe You Me on the Gas Digital Network.
We are back with another episode of Believe You Me. Myself and Lewis, or Lewis and I, we're in person in Los Angeles at the Unfunny Stuff Studios. Shout out to those guys. Thank you very much for having us. Hope you're all having a good week. Lewis, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, man. My trip in Los Angeles is just about wrapping up. Been having a great time. Went out to the Comedy Store. Love that.
Why are you here? I know you did a tour with Legion of Skanks, right?
Yeah, we did Legion of Skanks live shows at the Comedy Store. Wanted to show them once again what we do and what our fans and the fans. Skanks fans are so awesome, dude. They drink twice as much as anybody. They tip twice as much as anybody. So we're hoping we can work out something to do Skankfest here next year. And yeah, I don't know. Then we did some live podcasts. We did Rogan, me and you. I mean, initially, jeez, I was coming to go to Anaheim because you promised me tickets, the whole team. I did not promise you tickets at all.
I do not promise tickets. I never promise tickets. I don't have just access to tickets to give to people, to you and all your little posse of unshowered sycophants.
Whoa.
I don't have access to tickets. Like now and again, I'm like, I can get you in the back door. I can maybe get you in the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll get you on the first riser. Best seats in the house.
Best seats in the house by far, baby. You look right into the cage.
Yeah, you look right into it. Yeah, I've never said that. But you did make me feel bad. That's why I asked, what was the reason you coming? But you were like, Mike, we're coming here for you. We're coming to do podcasts. We're coming to stay at your house. And you made me feel bad. I genuinely felt bad. But that wasn't the reason at all. So shame on you.
You know why I'm actually really upset with you?
Why?
Because when I came, you know, obviously we were going to go see the UFC 241, which,
okay,
you know,
we just said that,
an amazing card, obviously.
Yeah, very good.
Obviously. But
excellent.
We were also supposed to do our fight. We were supposed to come in, and I was supposed to fight you with your hands tied behind your back.
Yes.
And
Well, no. We were going to do that in Newark, New Jersey, when I was going to come up there. Was it in Anaheim? Get the facts correct. Listen, that is just merely postponed. Okay, we will do that. Just like the way Diaz and Conor will probably do a third fight, we will do that fight.
Yeah, maybe if I want to give you the fight. I'm on a trajectory in my career, okay? I'm
hands
undefeated.
In front.
No.
Not tied behind.
No.
You can tie the hands in front. I have no balance with them tied behind my back. My shoulders, my range of motion isn't very good. That's why I've been using the soul right. It is increasing my range of motion. This is not an ad. It's true. It's definitely helping. But as of right now, it's a work in progress. The hands will be tied in front. But we've talked about this ad nauseum. We won't bored the believers with that anymore. Yeah.
I love the city, though, dude. You guys, I'm so jealous. Every time I come here, you get to live in Los Angeles.
What is it about Los Angeles you love so much? Now, listen, of course the weather's great, and I love living here, but I don't live in Los Angeles. I like L.A. I like coming to L.A. all the time. I want to live in L.A. We are going to move when the time is right. It's just hard with kids. But what is it that you love about this so much?
The women are fucking hot as hell in L.A. I got to be honest with you. L.A. has the hottest chicks, I think, in the world. In the world.
You live in New York City.
Don't say England. It's fucking big-headed.
I wasn't going to say England. I was just going to say there's good-looking women everywhere you go. Now, listen, to be fair, I guess Los Angeles, it's full of aspiring actresses and models and all the rest of it. But isn't New York the same?
Yeah, but the problem with New York is that everyone is so on top of each other. It's a very small island. What is it? What is it? I think if you look it up, I think Manhattan is like
30 miles?
14 miles long.
Oh, is that all?
4 miles wide at its widest
15 million people?
So, 10 million, I think, something like that.
Right.
This little tiny city.
It's 22 square miles, almost 23.
20 square miles.
And what's the pop? You lation.
Yeah.
See what I did there? That was an abbreviation. But I wasn't sure if he was like kind of as cool
1.
As
1.6 million.
Oh, Manhattan, there's 1.6 million. The New York, the five boroughs is more than that. So there's a million people on this little tiny island. So the problem is, it's like, I'm trying to think of the word, but it's like, I'm at, you know,
You're overrun like rats.
No, there's too many.
You're disgusting, filthy animals.
There's too many uggos mixed in with all the hot chicks, so they bring down the quality of.
So yeah, so as you're walking down Fifth Avenue, the potential of seeing a hot chick is there, but also the potential of seeing some disgusting fat homeless pigs is also
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I got.
Well. So therefore, they stand out more. But maybe not. I mean, not to me. You're talking about you. I like seeing. I like characters. I like people. I like seeing all walks of life. But you. You bloody, you know, I mean, what is the word I'm looking for? Help me out here, Nolan. What am I looking for? What's the word I'm looking for? Elitist? You're an elitist? You're a
smug.
Snob?
Smug.
Snob. You're a snob.
I'm a snob.
You're a snob.
I am a snob. yeah, it's not even that. It's just you, I've said this before about like social classes. Like, you can be on the subway and you are with a homeless person and you're with a multimillionaire. And you're all just touching shoulders, and you're all, and it's great for that reason. But it's also you're just not impressed with the quality of women in New York as much. You know, it just seems like it's more like diluted. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, yeah, no. It makes sense when there's such a high concentration of people in one space. But
yeah, in LA, like every place you go in, like nobody's hiring anything but attractive people. So whether if you're in H&M, it's all just fucking smoking hot people.
But that does bother me about Los Angeles, how everything is so spaced out. You know, because I do like I get excitement or energy from a city like a New York or any place that has like a big built up downtown area. When you're there, you got the high rises and you got the busy streets and the shopping high streets and the energy and the taxis and the people around. It's great. That fills me with a feeling of energy. It does. Los Angeles, you know, certainly has some nice, very, very nice places. It has some shitty areas as well, like any city. But everything's so spread out. You don't get that same feeling of energy. Whilst it's a big city and there's a lot of opportunity and stuff, as I say, it does lack that energetic feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just different. I don't even think of LA as like a city like that. It's like the suburbs almost. I mean, yeah. It is a city, but there's houses. If you have a house, it's not a fucking city. I don't know what you want to tell you, okay? You have a little one-level house with Mexican, a roof.
Whoa.
With like, no, but
what's wrong with what?
I didn't say Mexican people, a Mexican roof.
What's wrong with a Mexican roof? It's not a city because the houses have Mexican roofs.
A little one.
What if they had Puerto Rican roofs?
It's made out of cardboard.
Yeah, blowing away. Fuck, shit. We're moving house. Why? You got a good deal on it? No, it blew away. No, you're right. I mean, that's what I see. It's the same in Orange County. Orange County is just suburbs. It really is. Like where I live, I mean, it's too perfect. And I know that sounds like a stupid criticism to have, but there's no character. There's no charm. Like on my estate, I mean, everything is perfect. Everything is so preened and landscaped. And the gardeners come on the estate and they cut the grass and they trim the trees and they do all that multiple times per week. So everything's perfect. Just let nature be the way nature should be. You know what I mean? Out in the wild, it grows to a certain way and it looks beautiful. They haven't got people coming in. They haven't got, you know, all the gardeners coming in several times per week and trimming the trees and cutting the grass and trimming the hedges and making it absolutely perfect. I don't like that. I'd like to see a little bit of graffiti here and there, a little bit of charm, you know, and there's no real personality. It's like there's a Target, there's a Best Buy, there's a chain restaurant, you know, and then you got a couple of, you know, a mile down the street and you got another little center. You got a gas station, you got a BJ's, like a pizza place, you got a Target or a Best Buy. It's all the same shit. It's boring as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why people love you though. Honestly, if I'm being honest, it's because your life is too good and it's too perfect and you realize that. The fact that you recognize that your life is so good and you have multitudes of team members coming in and fixing up your property and making it look great.
No.
This is why people relate to you. That's the Michael Bisping that everyone loves.
It's just...
He wishes he could be among you people. He didn't live in a half mansion with a team of Mexican gardeners that make everything look pristine and perfect in his gated community.
I just want to lift up the half mansion and stick it in somewhere with a bit of excitement.
Oh, I get it.
I want to be able to get out of the house and go for a walk with my dog. Right, and go down the main. There isn't even a main street where I live. There really isn't. There's the center. It's called the Festival. It's basically a massive parking lot with some like chain stores. That's it.
That's all of America. That's not. There's only a few places like that aren't like that.
Hey, which sucks.
Yeah.
Like there's no charm. There's no realness. There's no like organic little shops popping up. Like independent stores. Of course, there's places like that in America. I've been to them all over. There's many places like that.
But for the most part, you go to Middle America. We both travel a lot. You You go to a lot of cities, though. I go to shit towns. You don't really go to shit towns. There's never a reason why they're going, Michael Bisping, you need to go to fucking Bumblefuck, Idaho. I do shit gigs for 30 people sometimes in nobody towns with nothing going on. And in a weird way, I kind of like having a Chili's or a Friday's, because when you go to a shit town, there's not many options. And you had to experiment with some.
We went to Wichita, Kansas recently with
the UFC. Huge city. Huge city.
Hey, listen, I'm not in a rush to go back. Very nice barbecue. I had excellent barbecue. It was great. The beer was the same as anywhere else. It was good. But let me tell you, I am not in a rush to go back.
Episode title, Fuck Wichita. Go ahead.
That's why I do. Yeah, I was talking about the main street. Like, I would love there to be a town where I could just go down and sit there and just get my coffee and watch the world go by. And say hi to a few people and just, you know, just watch the world go by. You can't do that here. You can sit there and watch people drive their cars onto the parking lot. Simple as that. Oh, sorry, as you guys say in America, parking structure.
Yeah. But once again, devil's advocate here. I will tell you right now, Starbucks is Starbucks everywhere you go.
And Starbucks, you know, sucks. You know, in Australia.
What the fuck did you just say?
Let me tell you something.
You want to go right now, baby boy?
Hey, relax. I'll drink Starbucks. I like
you
it.
Disrespect. You can talk shit about Wichita all day. You don't disrespect Starbucks.
Listen, relax. This isn't me. Don't shoot the messenger. Let me tell you a story.
I want to hear it.
Let me put some knowledge on you, baby.
Maybe I'm ignorant.
In Australia, they refuse to drink Starbucks. They don't have it. Google it. They don't have, for the most part, they don't have Starbucks. Maybe there's the odd one here or there in like the super high density tourist areas like by the Sydney Opera House or whatever. But generally, they don't have Starbucks because Australians won't drink it because they are self-admitted coffee snobs and the coffee is not good enough.
I've never heard that Australia has good coffee.
Well, you're
ever
wrong.
In my life.
You're wrong.
Nobody's ever... when they list things about Australia, it's koala bears, kangaroos, didgeridoos.
Carry on.
That's it. That's it.
39 locations.
39 locations throughout the entirety of Australia.
It's huge. Yeah, so many.
But the tiny population that they have, that's quite a lot. Can you bring up something like
can
an
you bring
article?
Up a fact that makes them right?
No. I am right. Listen, hold up.
40 locations.
In an entire country. There's 40 locations within a square mile of here.
What's the population of Australia? I want to know.
700,000. probably about 20 million, I'd say.
No.
What, you think more?
Less. 24 million.
Oh, right again.
How many Starbuckses are in Manhattan, comparatively?
Oh,
because we
fuck me. Here we go. Yeah, there you go. Let's see.
1 million people.
Hold on, don't tell me. How many Starbucks in Manhattan? I'm going to guess 2,000.
No, impossible. I'm going to guess 297.
240.
Duh.
Will you live there?
That was the Price is Right rule.
I'm talking
we
about the entirety
lost.
Of New York.
We both lost.
And the entirety of New York.
It's still not 2,000. It's going to be, because it's more. There's going to be more space.
Well, let's put it like this.
The five boroughs.
How many did we say? 200? 290?
240.
So there's still like eight times as many.
Yeah.
As there is in the entire country of Australia.
For 1/24 of the population, because 1 million people in Manhattan, they have... it's like 7 or 8 times the amount of Starbucks.
Yeah, there you go. So I rest my case.
It's not that many, you're right.
I have Australian family, so obviously I know this. They don't drink a lot of Starbucks. They don't like it. They do not like it. Yeah. How did we get onto this anyway?
I don't even know. But we were talking about sort of like you go to a small town.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah.
Having that consistency is kind of important. It's why I like Equinox. You know, they have that whole thing. And people are boycotting Equinox, and you're like, well, what do you want me to do, baby boy? Where else am I going? Where can I go to L.A., Dallas, Boston, New York? I mean, there's not another option. 24-hour fitness is the next nicest option, and that is a garbage gym.
So the thing is as well, I mean, the grass is always greener on the other side, you know what I mean? So, like, I want to move, but we haven't moved because we have a great house. We love our house. Our backyard is great. We've got a nice pool. We've done a lot of work to it. We've got it just the way we want it. And then when we move, we got to start all over again. And of course, like, we want to move to Pasadena, Pasadena has everything I just said. It's a nice environment for families to grow up. It's nice tree-lined streets. It's got a good downtown area. It's got a good restaurant scene. It's not too far from LA, so, you know, that commute is easy for me for when I do have to do that. It just ticks all the boxes. The problem is kids are in school. Lucas has a next-door neighbor next door that's got the same name, that's the same age as him, you know.
I met that kid. I don't like him that much.
You go easy on Lucas.
He's, you know.
Oh, we're going to watch him. No. So that's the thing, you know. But we like our house. We like our house, you know what I mean? And we go and look at houses, and then we see it, and we think, oh, shit. We might have a main street to go and sit and watch the world go by. But let's be honest. Are we really doing that very often?
We're going to downgrade to a half mansion?
That's a quarter mansion. We're going to downgrade to a fucking quarter mansion with no pool on a tree-lined street with a bunch of fucks that we don't know.
You're not downgrading to no pool, or I'm not your fucking friend. That's insane. Yeah, I stay at your house sometimes.
Ew. He has no pool. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's so gross.
I get it. I mean, look, you got to always give something up. There's always something that you're giving up. So what's more important to you? The space? By the way, the half mansion, it's and I love it. I love it.
We're actually improving it as we speak. We've bought more furniture for upstairs. It's turning it into a nice area.
I love the way it's decorated, but it's so much space.
It's too big.
You don't need that much space.
We don't need that much space.
Like, you can literally sprawl out in every room, lay on the ground, and roll down the hallway.
You can do that in most houses.
No, you can't.
What, put your arms out like this? Listen, we're in a ridiculously small, very, very welcome, by the way, and we thank you. It's a very small studio, so
tiny.
I can touch the walls. Tiny. Someone say beneath me.
Someone say...
Someone said, like, I shouldn't be seen dead here. In fact, I've had 7 messages since this has been on, even though it's not live. I don't know how they're doing it. They're like,
crazy.
Mike, what are you doing? You're lowering the tone of the podcast. Ooh, foam walls.
A redhead?
No. Oh, yep. My God. You're hanging about with gingers now? I mean, geez Louise, what is going on?
All right, Mike, really quick, I take a moment and talk about CBDMD, which is such an awesome company. Some of the best CBD products in the world. If you don't know what CBD is, it's a non-psychoactive chemical in marijuana. It is not designed to get you high. It is legal in 50 states. This is about healing yourself in a very natural way. A lot of people are calling CBD a miracle drug of sorts, Mr. Bisping.
That is what they are calling it. And I'm like, where have you been? You've been living under a rock? Everybody's involved with CBD these days. Obviously, Nate Diaz at the weekend, he's, you know, all about the weed, always has been. But this isn't about getting high. It's not about getting stoned. It's about taking care of your body, putting it back in homeostasis, having less anxiety, fixing pain, inflammation, all those types of things. Getting a good night's sleep is very, very important. You sleep beautifully when you take the CBDMD melatonin. That's the thing. They got so many different ways to ingest the CBD on the CBDMD website, CBDMD.com. You will find the way that's perfect for you. They got bath bombs. They got all sorts.
Also, the best prices per milligram. A lot of these CBD companies that are not reputable, they jack up the prices.
Yeah, yeah. And also the quality of CBD that you get isn't very good. You know, there was a report on recently, some of it's crap. This is guaranteed. The best prices, the best quality, all grown in USA, if that does it for you. Give it a try. Go to CBDMD.com. My dad, I've spoke about this one. I'll just bring it back. Was out here on a walking stick. Wasn't getting around. Gave him a ton of CBD products. Came to see me next time. No stick. I'm like, what's going on? True story. No lie. No hard sell. He said, since I started taking the CBD, it's all gone away and he's totally fine. His hips feel so much better. Honestly, give it a try. You will not be disappointed. CBDMD.com. What's the code, Lewis?
Use that promo code BYM20. Save 20% off your products. All right, let's get back into it.
But we want to move. But I'll tell you who is moving. Callum Bisping.
This is it, Callum.
Callum Bisping moves tomorrow. Our first born, our first child, 18 years old. We have to move him in to San Francisco State College tomorrow.
What year was he born? What year is that?
2001.
That's fucking crazy. 2001, the shit that I was already doing to my body. Thinking about that.
No, I know. I think about that. We'll get to Callum in a minute. But I do think, like, because I've been, you know, let's be honest, you know, I've been abusing my body now for way too long. Probably since I was 15 years old and I'm 40 now. So for 25 years, I've been putting my body through the ringer, whether it's through punishment in terms of being a mixed martial artist, being a fighter, or just going out and partying and having a good time, you know. And
or sometimes both.
Yeah, in one night, multiple times per night. So I'm like, shit, I can't keep going on like this because I am going to die young, and health is the number one thing in this world. It really is, Lewis.
I know. Well, we talked about it on the show. My former manager was murdered, and it sort of put some things into perspective for me. I something happened where it just snapped at me. I was like, dude, we can fucking go at any moment. And it's hot in New York City in the summertime. It's 95 degrees. We're going through a heat wave. And I'm like out of shape right now. And I'm walking up the stairs and I'm sweating. And I'm like, if I died tomorrow, like my last fucking day, I'm walking up all slow and shitty and I feel like crap. And it just didn't, it was a very weird thing. And I realized like how important it was. So the past few weeks, I've been like obsessed. I don't want to look it yet, but you wait and see. Give me a couple more months, baby boy.
Yeah, I actually thought you were going backwards. Okay. I didn't think you were on some health kick. I thought, shit, Lewis has really let himself go. I saw the post on social media. I hear the conversation we have on the podcast, but I thought, this guy's a fucking liar. Okay. He's just saying it for the sake of it. I took one look at you. I thought, fucking hell, bro. Get it together. No, we are going to the gym afterwards. We're going to go to Equinox and have a workout. That's the thing. Pasadena has an Equinox. I want to go to a place that has a good gym. I, at the moment, have to go fucking train at LA Fitness because I got banned from 24-hour fitness. Can't go into details for legal reasons, right? But I have to train at LA Fitness. Listen, nothing against LA Fitness. And if you didn't invite me to your fancy gym, I would be going there. But here's the thing. I go to there in the morning and I swear to God, I swear, I should be saying UFC gym, but there isn't a UFC gym right by my house. I do prefer, I use UFC gym.
UFC gym is fucking awesome.
It's awesome.
You own it, but it's all bullshit aside. It's awesome. You give Kim a membership to the one in New York.
Yep.
That place is so cool.
You go to LA Fitness, I swear to God, it's full of old people and some of them have oxygen tanks. I swear to God, they have an oxygen tank on wheels. Some of them are on Zimmer frames. What do you call it? Like a walking thing?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, it just does not inspire you to work out hard. I want to go into a place that has young people, you know, some music playing, good equipment.
Everyone's hot. Everyone's got abs.
Yeah.
This guy next to you is working harder. This chick's got her fucking butt bouncing up and down.
Hey,
I
tell you what, you will work out a lot harder.
Yeah.
When you got the fucking 75-year-old Blue Rinse Brigade all standing there fucking... I swear to God, I've seen them with the oxygen mask on in between sets.
Yeah.
I do not want to work out there.
No, and it's not even just that. Also,
nothing against old people that are nearly dead, but I just don't want to see you when I'm working out.
It's another thing where it's like, you know, this is why, because people ask me, it's like, why would you spend $250 on a month on a gym membership? And that's expensive. That's not, I'm not rich by any means. It's a big expenditure every month, and I do it because I am more likely to want to spend time there. Simple as that. Number one, I'm spending more money on it, so I'm more committed. I'm like, I'm not going to waste the fucking money. But number two, you know, think about this. If you've ever driven a really nice car.
I drive a really nice car.
I was talking to the fans, because not everyone has a half mansion and a Maserati.
I don't have a Maserati. Oh, why are you going to be a dick?
Sorry. You downgraded to it.
It's a Range Rover.
No.
An Audi A6 supercharged.
Pre-owned.
Pre-owned, year old.
Another man's hands wrapped around the steering wheel.
I do not buy brand new cars.
Why not?
Because it's a stupid investment. You lose money the moment you walk, drive off the driveway. You're losing about 25%. Never buy a brand new car. Did that once. Bought a brand new Mercedes, moved to America, left it on the driveway like a total dickhead. We bought a new car, and then shortly after that, we moved to America. And I thought in my mind, well, because I wanted to give it back. But the way it was structured with the financing, I still would have had to either pay like 15 grand or I could have kept it for 3 years, right, and made the payments and it still would have equaled 15 grand. And when I went back to England, at least I'd have a nice car to drive.
Right.
So I thought rather than just paying to give it back now, I'll let it sit on my driveway. And every time I go back to England, I've got a nice car. And my buddy Blanky, right, who's a mechanic.
Never trust a guy named Blanky.
Yeah. Chris Blankenship, my good buddy Blanky. He's a mechanic. He looks after his stuff. I said, hey, Blanky, do me a favor. Because we hadn't sold the house either. We moved to America on a whim. We've talked about this. We just said, if we're going to do it, let's do it. So we booked our flights and we went the following week.
That's great.
So we just fucking left everything. And I said to Blanky, I said, here, take the keys. I said, do me a favor. It's a brand new...
famous last words, take these keys.
Take these keys. It's a brand new Mercedes. When you want to take your wife out for a nice meal or whatever, and you want to go on a nice ride, take that because you're doing me a favor because it'll need starting up every now and again, right? What did he do? Sold his car straight away. He's like, fucking baby boy, I've got a brand new Mercedes.
Whoa.
That's what he did. And I'm like, yeah, but Blanky, when the time comes and I've got to give that back, you're going to have to give it back. You know, don't get used to it. And anyway, sure enough, he did. And he did look after it. But, you know, that isn't what I meant. But he sold his car straight away. But, yeah, that was a stupid one. So never buy new cars. And certainly don't move to the other side of the world and leave them on a driveway.
Yeah. How did we even get there? Wow.
I don't know.
That was a nice little ADD session. Do you remember?
Yeah, I mean, you started talking about the cars he currently owns.
Yeah.
And then it was, and yeah. then you made fun of the pre-owned.
Yeah, get it together, Lewis. Get it together.
We got into your cars. That was great.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
a fucking journey.
Well, do you know what? Talking of cars.
Well, we're talking about your son.
We'll get to that. And then he's in a car as well. We're driving up there. We don't know where
whatever.
We're going with this. No, Hyperdrive, Netflix. That came out today.
Is there a trailer we can watch?
There is. There's many. If you go to my Instagram and whatnot, they're on there. But yeah, try and bring it up, Nolan. But it's great. So basically, it's this futuristic racetrack with these crazy obstacles. We filmed it in Rochester, New York. And 30 drivers from around the world, they come and they compete. I'm one of the hosts. There's three commentators. I'm one of those guys. It's a lot of fun. Check it out. I just wanted to give it a cheeky little plug because, yeah, I'm proud of it. I'd be a fool not to. You know, I'm part of this amazing show, which apparently is the most expensive non-scripted TV show ever made. It's a
really?
huge production, and it's pretty fucking awesome. I watched the first episode this morning, yeah, and I'm very proud of it.
This
it's a lot
trailer.
Of fun.
Yeah, pull it up in full screen. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, the problem is with the trailer, so I'm not in it. I mean, it's a great trailer.
You want people to watch the show.
No, listen, it's not about me. It's about the drivers. It's not about the hosts or the commentators. It's about these amazing drivers from all over the world that have given up so much to be here and to compete and their passion for driving.
Let's see it for a second. It sounds interesting. I didn't even realize what it was about.
Will the sound come through the pod?
It'll come through for them, yeah.
Absolutely nothing compares to the spectacle you are about to see.
I love you. Good luck.
Love you too.
This is the most spectacular car competition on Earth.
It's like the Fast and the Furious, but in real life.
This industrial complex has been transformed into 10 of the most insane race courses ever imagined.
Oh, the Leveler, a six-story monstrosity that will show us exactly what these drivers are made of.
My goal is to show other people there are no limits.
They've come from across the globe to chase a dream.
I work about four jobs, making sure that the lights stay on.
It's been a long road to get here.
When I sit behind the wheel, I'm not a mom, I'm not a wife. I'm a racer.
This is how we ride.
This is really
you
bad.
Got a woman behind the wheel.
You remember when I get a female Uber
madness?
Driver? I literally get mad every time I get a female
this
Uber driver. Oh, she's never gonna fucking drive
that. Or the old anal person that won't break the speed limit.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm late.
This looks great, though. It really does look cool, dude.
No. It is a lot of fun. And the good thing about the show, and we'll move on in a second, is that obviously, you know, you don't have to be a car enthusiast. The backstories are really, really fun and emotional and heartbreaking. You know, there's one episode, the start of the second episode is really tear-jerking. It's really tough without ruining it. So that was a lot of fun. So check it out if you want something to watch. I think that's on Netflix worldwide. Fingers crossed, go and watch it and we get a second season.
That's awesome,
10
dude.
Seasons.
Go check
that's
it
what
out,
we want.
Baby boy. It looks really good. And with the Fast and Furious being such a huge franchise, I don't like those movies. I've never seen a single I saw the first one, I think, and I was like, this is fucking dumb. But apparently, they are the best movies ever. People love Fast and the Furious. They love the entire brand. They're the highest grossing films. Like, it's crazy what a big film that is. They're tapping into this thing that, like...
That's like Fast and the Furious meets American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of what it is. But anyway, there you go. Check it out. Talking of cars, tomorrow I've got a very, very long car ride. Callum moves into college, as we said. So my wife, Rebecca, and Callum, they're packing up right now.
Is she, like, just bawling?
No, she will be tomorrow. It's going to be so bad. Because every time we talk about it, she doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh,
no. No, I don't want to talk about it. I'm not interested because she's going to get so upset. We've got, I think it's like a 7-hour car ride up there tomorrow. Right? We could have flown, but we're not for some reason because... She's ordered like all this type of stuff. She's asking me, Michael, what do we have to take? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't go to college. He's moving into a dorm with some other wrestlers. She's ordered all this stuff. She's ordered like little boxes to keep things in and all this type of stuff. She's like, what do I take? I'm like, well, his clothes, some shoes. And, you know, he's got his consoles. She's packing his TV, bedding, sheets, duvets, towels, knives and forks, bowls, a Nutribullet. I'm like, you're not taking the Nutribullet, right? You're taking a shitty blender, okay?
The George Foreman grill.
A shitty blender's $15, right? Those NutriBullets, they're $100 a pop. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you know those other little wrestlers are not going to respect the NutriBullet. No, okay, they're going to break it in.
That's going in somebody's butt.
Yeah.
First night of hazing.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. He's going to take all the protein. Right? Well, I'm sponsored by my protein. They keep me inundated with protein. I'm like, I don't know if you're taking all that. I'm like, well, keep it in your bedroom. He's like, I'm not going to keep it in my bedroom. I said, son, you cannot let the wrestling team just have carte blanche access to your protein.
Yeah, it's over.
It will be gone in no time. They have to buy some protein. I'm sorry.
That's it. Is the which school is he going to again?
San Francisco State.
San Francisco State, big wrestling school.
Yeah. They're putting a lot of money into the team. They've got some new coaches and stuff. He's actually flying out to England in 10 days for the world trials for the British team.
So cool.
Flying out to Manchester.
What a cool fucking life this kid has, man. Hopefully he doesn't take it for granted. He doesn't, because he's such a nice kid. He's got such a head on his shoulders.
Yeah, he doesn't. So, like, the other night, where was it? Oh, it's when we were watching the fights at Dave and Buster's last week in Hawaii. The fights won. The fights finished. And me and my buddies, there was six of us, went out there, and then obviously a bunch of kids. We all just wanted to have a beer and just chat, whatever. But Lucas, God bless him, he's 9 years old. He's not really interested in the fights at all.
Or beer, no matter how much you try.
I know, I tried. I'm like, dude, just have a bit of tequila, you pussy. And he just wasn't interested. No, but he'd sat through all the fights. He was bored, so I said, Callum, take Lucas downstairs to play the games and Dave and Buster's. He's like, no, I don't want to. I was like, Callum, come on. But he likes Jason and Aaron, the guys with us. Mm. He likes sitting around the guys now. He's that age.
He's
almost 19. He wants to sit with the guys and join in and bust balls and have fun.
Yeah.
I'm like, Callum, take him downstairs, please, and play the games. He's like, Dad, I really don't want to. I want to sit here with you guys. So I said, Callum, I never ask you anything. You have a good life. You're here in Hawaii. You got nice shoes on. You know, you don't have to help around the house. We don't give you chores. Mm. Right? I don't ask a lot of you. Do me a favor. Take your little brother, which, by the way, you're moving out next week. Yeah. Go and bond with your little brother. And when I put it like that to him straight, boom, he changed his attitude. He said, you know what, Dad? You're absolutely right. Yeah, sorry about that. And he did. And he had a great time. And they went off to play some games.
I was so on his side until you put it that way. I was like, oh, man. I felt like a dick. I was like, you're right. I should go play with my little brother.
We asked nothing of you. And it's your little brother. You're moving away for 5 years. And after those 5 years, you're not going to move back in. That's it. And that's the sad reality. And that's why Rebecca doesn't want to talk about it. Yeah. You know?
Well, you never know with these kids these days. He might be fucking back at home till he's 30. Who knows?
I hope so. I hope so. We love Callum. I'm going to miss having him around because he's got a great sense of humor. He's funny. You know, now, I mean, Lucas is great and Ellie's great. I can't wait to
get them the fuck out of the house.
I love them dearly, but, you know, seriously, let's go. No, we have one of Ellie's friends living at the house now, Megan.
What?
Yeah.
Living?
She's living with us now. You know,
No way this is a good influence on Ellie. She was kicked out of her home.
Whatever. I'm just helping people out. I'm a very given person. We have a half mansion, lots of room.
You know, is that the girl that was in Hawaii with you guys?
Yes.
You took her to Hawaii?
Well, of course we have.
This degenerate.
We had to
take me to Hawaii, piece of shit.
We had to take it to Hawaii because she's living with us now.
She can steal your watch.
We couldn't just say, oh, you're living with us, that's cool, but we're going to Hawaii, so get the fuck out. Do you know what I mean? You're living
Hawaii
with us.
Is insanely expensive.
I know, but we booked the room. She shared the bed with Ellie. It just cost us a flight. A few $100, that's all.
Not the area. Cali to Hawaii is
Yeah. Do you know, a few $100 on a flight. She came with us at a great hotel. Sorry, a great holiday. So there's my mom. There's my wife. There's Ellie. There's Megan. And Lucas always takes Rebecca's side anyway. So I'm dead. When Callum leaves, I've got no backup. I'm going to be totally emasculated growing up in a household of women.
This is it.
That's it.
I grew up with all women, though. I think
you can see. Look at the problem you have now.
Bro, tie your hands behind your back. You think I'm not ready for this?
No. So, I mean, I don't know what he has to take to college. You know what I mean? But I said, listen, Callum, you'll be fine. You're going to have the most amazing experience. And anything you need, Amazon these days.
Yeah,
it's there in a flash. Push a button.
The reason I even brought up him having such a good life is because, I mean, when I went to college, there was no...
Did you go to college?
I went to a year of community college.
Right.
Which is basically high school again. Yep. And then I went to a half a year of college in New York City, Baruch College. I went to in Lower Manhattan.
What did you study?
It was for marketing. But your first year of school, you don't really, you don't really do shit. So then
it's just like general education.
When it got difficult, I was like, I'm out. I can't do this anymore. And then I just started cutting class every day. School just wasn't for me. It wasn't my thing. High school, middle school, everything. I was always bad in school. But when I went to college, it wasn't that type of like, oh, I have a mom that's packing things and making sure that I have everything. It was like, dude, I had a backpack. I mean, there was just no support system there at all. So, you know, it's look, my son's going to have the same thing. He has a legitimate support system, a good family. That it's not none of that. Not saying that my family was kind of shit.
Yeah.
Not, but, you know, he shouldn't take it for granted. He should.
He's not. He works very hard. As I say, he's flying out to England. He's got those trials. He's got all his wrestling stuff. You know, to be honest, though, I looked at his schedule for college.
It's not that bad, right?
There's hardly anything on it.
One or two classes a day. You're like, what is going on?
There's like some days one class for like an hour or 55 minutes, not even a full hour. I'm like, what the hell? And the rest of the time he's going to be wrestling.
I think it's a lot more on yourself, though. So I don't know, because I went to 1 year community college and you know, a few months of regular college. But I think that you're doing a lot more work out of class.
Yeah.
Did you look like you went to college?
Yep.
Nolan.
5 years, baby.
What did you study?
Communications.
There
Shouldn't
he
take
is,
five
look
years.
At this. You know, you're in a broom cupboard.
Yeah, man.
It
I made it.
It paid off.
I did it.
You're in a closet with foam on the walls. No, I'm kidding. This is great.
I
went to college. I did advanced electrical engineering because you do GCSEs in England, right? So that's your school grade. It's called GCSEs. They were pretty good considering I didn't do any homework.
What did you do?
GCSEs.
No, what was the thing?
Advanced.
That you
so I never knew what I wanted to do, and but my grades were good enough to get on the advanced course, right? Which was a big mistake anyway. And I had no interest in advanced electrical engineering. Zero interest whatsoever. Why I didn't do like sports? I was never into sports, but I was into martial arts. Mm-hmm. Why I didn't do sports science or something like that? That would have made more sense. But I did a course in advanced electrical engineering, and most of the people on the course, I'd already done a foundation year to get on the advanced class, right? So I went in there supposedly with this big brain, and number one, didn't pay attention because I wasn't interested. And secondly, I just got further and further behind. With every day that passed, I was like way in over my head. It was all just Pythagoras' theorem. I was obsessed with being a DJ back then. So all I used to do, I get stoned with my mate and I put my headphones on at the back of the class and just listen to my own mixtapes, you know what I mean, and how they could be better and stuff like that, and just not pay attention. And then after a while, I was so far in
You're
over
behind.
My head.
Yeah.
I was like, well, there's no point even going. So I stopped going and my dad was kind of onto it. So there was this cafe across the road from where I'd catch the bus to Blackburn, which is like a 30-minute bus ride. And he'd come there and he'd sit and have a coffee in the morning and just make sure I'd get on the bus.
Oh.
So I'd get on the bus and I'd pay him. It was like 15 pence to get off at the very next stop. So I'd get off at the very next stop.
Yeah.
So it looked like I went to college. And I'd walk around in the freezing cold in winter in England.
Just to not go to college.
With my headphones on for about 4 or 5 hours, just wandering around. And then I'd go home and they'd say, oh, you're back early. I'm like, yeah, you know, easy day today.
It was probably more enjoyable to sit in the classroom and not pay attention than walk around in the cold.
It was freezing cold.
No
freezing.
Reason.
I remember it was so icy everywhere. But yeah, I mean, you're a kid, you're dumb. You know, so yeah, so I never went to college. I mean, I went for a little bit, but that was that.
I did a calculus class. I remember I took calculus in my first year of college, and I remember thinking, I was like, I'm smart. Like, I am. Like, I have a pretty good head on my shoulders. Like, my IQ is pretty high. I did very well on my SATs. I'm just not a good student. So, like, I was never studious, you know, but I've always tested very well. I've always gotten into advanced things because of, you know, me testing. And I remember being like, I'm going to fucking pay attention. I was like, I'm going to pay. I can
do this. I'm
going
to do this. I'm going to really try.
If this idiot next to me can do calculus and pass the test, I know that I can. I have the brain capacity to do it. Let me not be an idiot.
Yep.
And I remember, I'm going to really, and then I sat down, and within 2 days, I was like, this is fucking bananas. Calculus is, I have no idea. Whatever, I can't even explain to you the, I don't even know what calculus is. Right now, I have no idea what calculus
is. Yeah, yeah. When you said calculus, I was like, like steam almost started coming out of my ears. I'm like, it's to do with numbers because it sounds like calculator.
Calculator, yes. Would you need a calculator for this?
Now, here's the thing these days. They have calculators in class. My daughter, they do all their work on a calculator, but apparently that's encouraged.
When I was in high school, they had a graphing calculator. I don't even know if they have that anymore. There's graphing calculators on your iPhone now, right?
Yeah, no.
There was a $120 fucking graphing calculator when I was in the 10th grade. You had to go buy this calculator that was like, I have no idea what it even did. I don't even know what a graphing calculator is.
I'll tell you, and this is going off on a bit of a dark one, but another reason why I dropped out of college, which I never spoke about before, pretty much my best friend and one of my really, really good friends, it was like a group of us all went to the same school and we all went to the same college, died. He died of a heroin overdose. Gaz Noon, God rest his soul, if you're up there, buddy. Gaz Noon died
of... You're listening to the podcast.
Yeah, if you listen to the podcast, he's like, you fucking prick.
That's what he's doing in heaven right now.
Yeah, yeah, he'll be like, he never changed. Yeah, he died of a heroin overdose, which was really sad. He got in with his crowd and started doing... I didn't know he was doing that stuff. And then I just got a phone call one day, but from Eddie Marsh. There was two twin brothers, Tom and Eddie. I think it was Eddie or Tom called. He said, have you heard about Gaz? I said, no, what do you mean? He says, he's dead. I'm like, what the fuck? So, yeah, heroin overdose. So we had to go and bury him in Osbaldeston at a church. So, yeah, so college didn't really have the same attraction either after that. So, yeah. Basically, selfish bastard dies of a heroin overdose and robs me of my education. It's his fault.
I know, seriously.
It's his fault.
You know
I'm
what?
Serious.
Good riddance.
I wanted to go to college.
That's what I say.
You selfish bastard.
Piece of shit.
How dare he?
I hope he's burning in hell.
Yeah, no. Take that back.
I take it back.
Take
There's
it
no
back.
God, Mike. Magic doesn't exist.
Whoa.
What do you
whoa.
Want me to say?
Listen.
My words aren't actually doing anything.
Hey, I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you. When I said about the shootings and whatever, I'm like, listen, people do not want your thoughts and prayers. People want actions. I got some messages.
Do not bring up guns.
I am not bringing up
do
guns.
Do not bring up guns again.
I'm not bringing up guns. It's explosive. Pardon the pun.
Never have I Jesus Christ, guys. Can we have a moment where we don't agree with everybody?
Yeah.
It was me and you don't even agree on everything
no.
in the issue.
It's okay.
Why can't we have a nuanced conversation?
You can't talk about God, though.
I just did.
You can't.
We will get less people complaining about me saying that there is no God.
I get a
than
lot
the
of
gun.
Complaints. I respect people's beliefs. You know, if they were to believe in God and this and that, that's great, good for them. But you got to respect my belief back also. I generally keep my beliefs to myself unless I'm talking to an audience which goes out to the world in some kind of platform. That
well,
you
they're here for a
phone.
Reason.
Yeah, you're here listening to this.
They pressed play. It's very active listening here. It's not like we happened upon your fucking ears right now.
I'm not standing on a street corner preaching with a sandwich board over my neck.
Yes.
Screaming, there is no God.
Yeah, well, you did that to Vitor, remember?
I whispered in his ear very gently and calmly.
There is no Jesus.
And politely. Very respectfully, Vito, listen, I just want to break it down to you, but I just want to let you know there is no Jesus. No, but listen, you know, people get explosive about that one as well. So, anyway.
All right, Mike, let's take a quick minute and just talk about So Right, which is such an amazing product. It's basically like having a personal massage therapist right in your home. They make the only tool perfect for releasing tension in your psoas, which is the most important core muscle in your body.
It really is. Listen, it's incredibly difficult to relieve that lower back tension just by stretching. That is where the So Right comes in. Okay, it's this small little molded piece of plastic. You put it on the floor and it's designed to mimic the way a massage therapist would use their body, their fist or their elbow to massage a client. With peaks that mimic the forearm and corners that mimic the elbow, the So Right allows you to target any muscle in your body that feels tense, making it the most versatile self-massage tool on the market. As we know, as you know, because I don't stop going on about it, my shoulders, my neck, my back, my neck and my back, my neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. It's bad. It is. So I throw it in my suitcase when I travel. And then like, I remember one time the room service lady walked in and I was on the floor like contorting myself into this piece of plastic. She thought I was like trying to massage myself with a dildo.
I know.
Okay. She was like, she thought she walked into something. I'm like, no, it's okay.
Well, I remember last time I was at your house, you were using it on your eye. And I was like, is that actually working?
It works. It's a revolutionary technique. I mean, the people at So Right didn't think of this one, but we did. We think outside the box, baby boy. You can use it for all kind of things. If you've got a sore back or you just need a massage, you need something like that. Can't afford it. You haven't got the time. You don't want to sit in traffic. You don't want some weirdo. Then yeah, I suggest you give this a try.
We got a pretty good discount too, by the way.
Well, of course, if you want to reduce muscle tension, increase circulation, prevent injuries, and add to your range of motion, then all you got to do is go to soright.com. And that is soright.com. Soright.com. Use the promo code Bisping20. You'll get 20% off at checkout. Soright.com, Bisping20. Relieve tension. You are welcome. All right, let's go.
Just say one more time because you said soright.com at the end. I don't want you to give the wrong address.
It is soright.com.
No, it's so-right.com.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that is PSO-RITE. PSO-RITE.com. So-RITE.com. Bisping20. Relieve that tension, baby boy. All right, let's go. Where were we? So so what are we talking about? We've waffled on. Callum's going to college. Love you, buddy. Good luck with all the
best
of it.
I really do. I love your whole family. I love your wife. Such a cool family, and I really do wish Callum the best. I know he does listen to the show, so good luck, buddy. Wear a rubber. That's the only bit of advice.
He has a girlfriend.
So definitely wear a rubber. Doggy. We've all made that mistake.
Definitely. No. God bless him. Have a lot of fun, mate. He's going to learn a lot about himself. How about that? I mean, I'm so jealous of him because he's going to go away. And no doubt it might be a little daunting at times. But he's moving away to another city. And he's going to get his pants pulled down. San Francisco, it's a proper city. You know what I mean? And he's lived in a gated community in Orange County, in a nice house. There's no kids, there's no criminals, there's no crime, no gangs, nothing like that. He's going to get his pants pulled down. He's going to get ripped off because he's never experienced people lying to him, trying to make fun of him, maybe trying to take advantage of him, getting him to pay drinks or whatever it is. He's going to get robbed. He's going to get all that type of stuff. And he's going to grow up. He's going to develop some street smarts. And I'm excited for him.
Are you ever afraid that he's going to... Remember that scene from Rocky V?
A lot of gays. What?
Rocky. What's on your mind? He's going to have his pants pulled down in San Francisco,
he's going to get bumped up the ass. No.
You ever seen Rocky V where...
I've seen Rocky V many times.
Love Rocky V. People hate on it.
Love Rocky V.
Love Rocky V.
That soundtrack?
Doggy, go for it.
Go for it.
It's so good.
Yeah, something like that. And then the snap one. Darn it. No, it's not in there. I got the power.
Yeah.
Is that in there? There's one that sounds like that.
I don't know,
that.
But it should be.
It's not in there. Motherfucker, you fucked up.
It
Snap.
Should be. Or then at the end, they play that Elton John song.
I will attack.
Measure of a Man. They did the montage of every Rocky movie.
Snap.
It makes me cry every time I watch the
end of Rocky. And you don't want that, darn it. It's not in.
So
Rocky V.
There was a scene in Rocky V where... He, you know, they're poor again, and Rocky's like, hey, kid, you know, it's a tough city.
Come on, what the fuck?
Wow, I finally found an impression that he can't do. That was crazy. You're so good at impressions.
Adrian.
I mean, the nuanced impressions that you've done from Uriah, you can only do MMA fighters. Uriah Faber, George St. Pierre. Nick Diaz, Yoel Romero, you have a whole character list that you do, and you nail it. Darren Till.
Fucking hell, mate.
Unbelievable.
It's fucking unbelievable.
Then I give you the most hack generic one.
I can fucking do an honor. Not an honor, but a Stallone. I can. I just don't want to.
You choose not to.
I just don't want to write.
Do Arnold.
It's beneath me. Get into Java. I can't do it either. I have too much respect for Arnold.
Okay,
to impersonate him. Okay, on a podcast. No, that's the Governator. That's the Terminator.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm
that's Mr. Universe several times. Have a bit of respect and a bloody hell of an American.
Hell yeah.
Nice guy.
These colors don't run.
Nice guy.
And he's not American. He's Austrian.
Well, he was the fucking governor of California.
He's not American. I guarantee
he's an American citizen.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, so
you're an American citizen. Yeah.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not an illegal immigrant.
No, I'm not.
You're not an American citizen? What are you?
No, I'm a permanent
resident. Somebody call ICE?
Resident. I'm a permanent resident. I'm not a citizen. If I was a citizen, I wouldn't get carted off to secondary inspection every single goddamn time.
How do you become a citizen?
I have to apply for it, which I will never do. I told the immigration officer to his face. He said, listen, if you want to avoid going to secondary, you need to apply for citizenship.
I would rather die.
I said, never going to happen. Okay?
I would rather take a bullet
never
in the head than be
happen.
An American citizen.
Not going to happen. Not on my watch, buddy boy.
Why?
I am not relinquishing the fucking purple passport that this world was founded on, the English that we speak. Okay? Listen, I love America. It's a great country. But I ain't fucking giving up my British citizenship. No way.
But what does it get you? What does the British citizenship get you?
I walk into England like a fucking part of the team, okay? That's what it gives
me. So dumb. You fly weekly. You inconvenience your life over and over
again. I am not giving it up, okay? Never knew. I am not going to England and being treated like fodder. I am not going there like the cattle and answering why I'm going to be there and how long I'm there for and all the rest of it. Where do you live? No, I walk up, I flash it. They're like, yeah, you're one of us.
Purple passport, baby boy.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, part of the gang.
Yeah.
You can come in.
All right. That makes sense, I guess, for a psychopath.
No, I'm a proud Britishman. Brit. I'm a Brit.
Really quick, let me take a moment really quick and tell everyone you love the show. Go subscribe on iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. We have 50,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel right now.
Stop saying that because I'm embarrassed. Why? By the number's 50,000. That's far too low. The actual subscribers on the audio version is way higher.
I know, but everyone knows. First of all, everyone knows.
But just stop saying it every episode.
Like 5% of the people watch the video.
Brendan Schaub's got way more, okay?
Nobody cares.
I care.
Wow.
Pissing,
admitting the insecurity with Brendan Schaub for right now. Mark it down.
It's not the insecurity.
Pissing Fear Schaub. Name of the episode.
No. What's he called? Bobby Lee. He's got way more, right? We are Theo Von, way more. We pale in comparison in terms of numbers. So I'm not proud of the numbers.
Yeah, but it's quality.
I am not proud of the numbers. When the numbers are good, we can shout it from the rooftops. But right now, we're building.
Fine.
We're building.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I got it.
If you're building a new company, you don't go, hey, guys, we have 7 people that use our products.
If we get 50,000 more subscribers, who knows how many subscribers we have on YouTube, but if we get 50,000 more subscribers.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
It's just a drop in the bucket compared to what we already have.
We got so many subscribers.
Holy shit.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. It's like so many subscribers. I just don't know what to do with them all.
I will start flying to Los Angeles twice a month. Bisping's going to do it once every 3 months. He's going to fly to New York.
No, I'm going
to
fly once a month. Once a month.
He said possibly once every quarter
year. Gas Digital are going to pay for my hotel and room. Thank you very much. And my flight. That's really kind. I will. All right. Okay. If you insist. All right. Business class. Okay. I was going to go economy.
Business class.
It's
you're in fucking mind.
Fucking. All right. I'll do it, doggy. Jesus Christ. Direct. First class. Right. Okay.
So tell your friends about the show. Go right now if you're in a car ride. Put it on. Throw it on the speaker. Let your friends know. Like, hey, you guys might
like
these
guys. If they're in a car ride and they must be listening to the show to hear this.
All right. If you're being anti-social in a car ride with a bunch of people, you have headphones on. Take them out. Take those headphones out. Be like, hey, can I turn on the Bluetooth? Boom. Put the Bluetooth on. Your friends are going to be like, we don't like MMA. What are you doing? Be like, shh, trust me.
Listen
for a little bit.
Let it suck you in.
That'll be it. We're going to suck you in, baby boys.
Harrington's going to suck you off.
He's going to suck you right off.
Okay, when he gets out of prison. See earlier show.
So go to gasdigitalnetwork.com as well. Every episode we've ever done is available on demand at your fingertips. Right there, guys. Pre-release, plus you get ad-free, uncensored episodes and many other member benefits. Use the promo code BYM for a 14-day free trial. Mr. Bisping, we got a little bit of time left here.
Yeah.
I did ask on Twitter, we both asked on Twitter some questions. So do you want to maybe answer some fans? There's not, full disclosure, we did 2 in a row. So there's not a ton of MMA news to talk about. I don't want you guys to think that we're just ignoring whatever MMA news has happened in the past couple days. But we did this on Wednesday night. So it's basically a non-MMA news day. But we are going to answer your questions. And if you guys want to join the conversation, make sure you shoot us an email at bympod@gmail.com. We will answer all of the most interesting questions.
Okay, I've got a few here. We'll go through them quick fire style, and then you give yours. Maybe your questions we can like delve into, but let's just do this.
So who knows? Maybe.
Which shampoo or oil does Lewis use to shine his full moon head?
Okay.
Do you shine your head?
I don't shine my head.
Come on.
No.
Take your hat off. I mean, look at that.
It's sweaty. You know what it is? I'm fat and I sweat.
So it's sweat.
Sweat.
Sweat. There you go. Yeah. And that's to Shaq's 007. Monroe's or Maxime's is a question for the clubbers of the UK Northwest scene. I'll say Monroe's back in the day. Why isn't the podcast live anymore? Because we're struggling to get them in. Would you rather see Diaz Masvidal or Diaz McGregor 3?
Diaz Masvidal.
Quick fire.
Diaz Masvidal is a fan, but as a...
You said you answered. That's good. Diaz Masvidal is the answer for me as well. Here is Anthony Hernandez, huge fan of the show. How has it been traveling for the UFC and commentating? How would you compare your skills on the mic today from yesterday?
It's for me.
To was?
Go.
It's been great. Really enjoyed it. I don't think I've progressed much from yesterday. You know, but you know, I'm always learning. No, I think what he's saying is, you know, my skills on the mic, my God, yeah, they're getting way better. Remember, I used to be subtitled. When I came on the Ultimate Fighter 3, I was subtitled, and now I'm commentating for the UFC. I'm just doing big shows on Netflix. I mean, it is what it is. The skills are growing, baby boy.
Baby boy, he's learned how to talk.
Yeah.
This is so good.
Why or why not should DC retire? I have no answer to that. Only DC can answer that question.
Yeah, there's a weird thing with, and I, it only becomes apparent when you know a fighter, because before I knew you, I used to say a lot of those things, like, that guy should retire. What a shitty performance. And then you start to know these guys, and you see, you know, how much goes into it, the families behind the scenes. Not only that, like, the team. And, like, you have Perillo is hurt if you lose a fight. There's so many other, like, things that go into it that it's, I would never say, oh, that guy needs to retire anymore. That's crazy.
Okay, I'm listening. I am. And I'm really interested in your answer.
This is quickfire.
But there's a question here that I really want to hear you answer. I'm going to stay away from answering this because it's disrespectful. And as a member of the UFC roster, I hold my fellow athletes in high regard. I can't talk about them like this. I'm a commentator. You know, I've got to stay true to the sport, this fine sport where ladies and gentlemen compete in the highest form of combat known to man. I won't bring it down. I won't degrade it, but I will ask you the question. Shag, marry, avoid. Jan Drejczyk, Andrade, or Cyborg?
Say them again.
Shag.
Fuck, marry, kill. It's
fuck,
the
marry,
British,
kill.
The British
yeah.
version of...
Yeah,
it was. What is it? Wait, Shag?
Shag, marry, avoid.
Shag, right, marry, so... avoid? Is that what the British version
no,
is?
No, it's not. It's not. This George Low 92 on Twitter, that's how he's worded it. But fuck, marry, kill. Yeah, that's
Shag.
What it is. Jan Drejczyk, Andrade, Cyborg.
Pull up the pictures.
I know, but listen, I mean, you like Andrade. You always say she looks like Justin Bieber, but really good looking.
She's pretty. She got nice features.
A lot of people are feeling Jan Drejczyk these days. I remember when she first came on the scene, a lot of people talked about her looks, but it's funny what a bit of money does for you.
Yeah, she looks like Tony Hinchcliffe.
She's looking better these days. Which one? Jan Drejczyk?
Yeah.
She does look a bit like Tony Hinchcliffe. This is disrespectful. That's why you should do the talking.
Okay, so fine. I'll do all the talking here because I can...
not get fired
I cannot be
UFC.
Fired by the UFC because they'll never hire me.
I can.
Yeah. So, all right. So, fuck, marry, kill, Andrade, Jan Drejczyk, and Cyborg. Okay.
Well, you can't kill Cyborg. I reckon she'd kill you.
There's no killing Cyborg.
Yeah.
What do you do?
She's a cyborg.
There's nothing to do. I mean, I think I'd marry Cyborg because...
Go on.
Because she could protect me and keep me warm. And she's also probably the most rich. If I had to guess, I'm thinking of...
No. Your Drejczyk.
Come
on,
Drejczyk makes more money than
she
Cyborg?
She was the champ, and no. I think she was on a couple of the Conor cards when she was a champ. I mean, remember 205?
Look up their celebrity net worth. It's wrong, I know. I know celebrity net worth's wrong.
But it'll give you an idea.
But at least we're going to see whatever metric
what
they're
the
using. You want a Jan Drejczyk? That's going to be very hard to spell.
Net. You do Chris Cyborg, net worth of Joanna. Oh, God. J-D-R-Y-C-Y-C-K. I'm going to try that, see what it comes up with. Did you mean? No, it didn't give it to me.
All right. Net worth for Cyborg is $5 million.
$5 million. Yeah, see, the person on Twitter didn't even put Jan Drejczyk. He's put Joanna J.
Yeah, it's fucking... I. Do you wonder how I just spelled it?
Yeah. Go on.
Jedachecek.
Well, I put this in Joanna Champion Jendetic. UFC. Okay, there we go. And now I'm going to copy it. Copy. Boom. We got this, baby boy. Net worth... of Joanna, and I'm going to paste.
That's not even a... What is an E with a little booger hanging off the bottom of it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a letter.
Hey, all right, so here's how you spell it. J-E with the booger hanging off. D-R-Z-E-J-C-Y-K. I mean, come on. I mean, that's a very easy word to spell.
Okay, what's her net worth?
Hold on. Oh, $4 million.
Boom. Baby boy all day. Cyborg, my sugar mama. Love it. Nestled up. I'm Little Spoon. She's Big Spoon.
Cardio for days.
Shit. My asshole will be worked out.
Hold on. So you,
she's fisting me.
How much you want this $5 million? So you're gonna kill little cute Andrade?
I didn't say I'd kill Andrade.
Well, you gotta kill one of them.
She's a lesbian. Might want to turn her. Sure, what's
you
going
know
on?
What I mean?
Sure, what's going
yeah, I mean,
on
you're a
the
real
other
man.
Side?
You're a real man.
She's never been with a real man.
You have no idea. You know, a guy that shall remain nameless. I swear, this is a real conversation that I had last night at the airport. A very, very famous celebrity called me up asking about a female actress and asked about her. And I said, yeah, no, she's gay. She's a lesbian. And he's like, yeah, don't worry. I'll work it. I'm like, I don't think so, buddy. Like, she's gay. She's very gay. She's very publicly open gay.
Who's the actress? You don't want to say the actress?
No, I don't want to say the actress either. It's disrespectful. But this actor, he's an old school guy, and he's like, no, trust me. I'll play the long game. She won't even know she's being seduced, but I'm going to get it. Just you wait and see. Which I admired his confidence.
I believe that I've said this many times, there's a path to almost any goal you want in the world, so...
Hold on. Don't say the name. Hold on. I'll show
I already
you.
Know who the guy is.
Hold on.
Because I already know the actors that you know. Yep. Exactly what
don't,
I thought it was.
Don't say it.
They all know, by the way. I mean, literally everyone listening.
I know many people in high places.
Everyone listening
very
knows.
Very famous. I mean, Jesus, it could be any list of them. I mean, I'm just so connected. Anyway, so all right, what are we talking about? What
okay.
are we doing?
Well, we're going to wrap here in just a minute or so. I guess let's answer a couple more questions. Oh, wait, yeah, so I'm going to kill Joanna because she's so poor. I'm going to make
yeah,
sweet love.
I want to be seen dead with somebody with $4 million. Get out of here.
All right, let's see if we have any more questions here that could be interesting at all. Right here. But we have a lot of replies.
All right. We'll just say one.
Okay.
You're taking your time.
Well, because I want to get a good one. I'm just going to... I'll do what Michael did. All right, speed answers, and then just read every question. Some of them are bad questions.
Yeah, that's why I said answer it fast. Let's not dwell on them.
Let's really take
our time. You know what I mean? Let's not dwell on it. The speed answers. Let's go. Well, give me a question, baby boy. Hit me.
All right, let's see. This is a good question. Why hasn't Mike been paired up with Rogan and Anik yet? Is it in the timeline?
I have worked with John Anik. I worked with him in Greenville, South Carolina, I think. Or if it wasn't Greenville, it might have been Milwaukee. But I've worked with Anik, and it was a lot of fun. It was great. I'm looking forward to working with Rogan, hopefully one day. First time I commentated, Rogan actually sent me a nice text saying, complimented me and saying he liked my insight and he'd like to work one day. And so that was very kind of him. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, Rogan only works pay-per-views. So I'm not there yet, you know, plain and simple as that. You know, when you first start commentating, you know, that's why I'm flying around and doing like, you know, the smaller level shows, because you got to prove yourself, you know, simple as that, you know, which I totally get. You know, I feel like I am proving myself, and hopefully they give me some more of the more prestigious cards. But I'm not complaining. I enjoy doing what I'm doing. It's nice to be a part of the show. It's nice to use my knowledge that I've accrued over the years and talk about the sport that I love. But hopefully one day it would be awesome to work with Rogan.
Let's see. All right, this is interesting. We didn't really talk about this either. We kind of touched on it, but never really went into what we thought about the actual fight. Mike O'Donnell Comedy says, do you really think Jon Jones would embarrass Brock Lesnar if they fought? Because Jones said that. I would embarrass
Probably. More than likely. I mean, you never know. Brock Lesnar's a big, huge man, you know. But yeah, I mean, Jones is the biggest, probably the best talent we've seen in the Octagon. And if he's going to fight at heavyweight.
He's going to be powerful, big.
He could get up to 240.
Picograms through the fucking roof. 245.
He can do whatever he wants.
Shit.
Brock Lesnar's out the testing pool. Jones is out the testing pool. Our pets' heads are falling off.
I say give them both as many steroids as possible and see what happens.
Send them over to Pride.
Dog.
Send them over to Japan. Inject them with everything. Whoever's got the most money, the most steroids you can get.
Put them on an Indian reservation in upstate New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do we got to send them overseas? Put them on an Indian reservation, pay them under the table, inject some steroids, and just get them as big and muscly as possible.
Jones would kill him.
I think so.
Jones would kill him. Simple as that. Yeah, Lesnar may get him down for a minute.
I don't think he would. I
don't think so either, but
John,
I'm just saying.
John's defensive wrestling, if John Jones wants to keep it up with Brock Lesnar, I know Brock Lesnar's a big, powerful wrestler.
Yeah, I'm just saying the worst thing that Brock could do would be to potentially get him down for a minute. That'd be it. But he wouldn't hold him down if he did get him down. But even if he did get him down, Jones would get back up, or he might even submit him off his back, but I don't think he would get up. He'd pick him apart.
I think John Jones would take Brock Lesnar down. I think John Jones at a heavyweight would be so powerful, could so athletic, so fast, could do anything that he wants to Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar is 4 or 5 years removed from the sport. Also got his fucking, in his last fight, he beat
Mark Hunt,
but he got his ass kicked by Alistair Overeem. When he got kicked in the liver, and you saw the look on his face, he was like, oh, this is real. This fucking hurts, dude. I remember that shot when he got kicked. That was the moment I was like, oh, Brock Lesnar does not want to fight. He wants to win. He wants to get on top of people, but he does not want to fight. John Jones would fucking kick the shit out of him.
Remember what Cain Velasquez did to him?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Awesome.
Beat the shit out of him. Yeah. That was, it was painful to watch. All right, we got one more.
Did Cormier take Jones down?
Yeah, hold on. No, Jones took Cormier down. Jones took Cormier down. Yeah.
Nope. Yeah, he's not, Brock Lesnar's not getting John Jones. Now, John Jones would do anything he wants to him. Anything. It's stupid. I hate every time Brock Lesnar's name comes back
up. I know.
Up.
It's ridiculous.
It's just the biggest glancing thing in the sport where it's like, guys, you have the fucking best sport in the world. It's the fastest rising sport in the entire fucking world. Why are you, I get that he has eyes on him. I get it. But it's just the only sport that would do that. You wouldn't, the NFL will never go, hey, we're just going to bring this famous person in to come play some games. It's stupid. It's not worth the payday for
one time. The NFL wouldn't bring in Brock Lesnar and say, well, he's a big guy as well. Let's see how he can do.
I think specifically they did.
Really?
He played for the Vikings.
Fuck me.
God damn it.
Jesus
this big.
Christ.
We were on a roll. We had a good point.
Oh, my God.
I think he was. He never actually played. He was like on the starting team for the Vikings.
Why would you set me up like that?
The starting.
You're trying to make a fool out of me.
Could you name any other name? You could have just named anybody except for somebody who played for the Vikings.
Okay. I mean, it's like.
Edit.
No, it's fine, it's fine. What's another one? I don't know, whatever. It's like you wouldn't bring in, what's his name? Went out to,
we can
Kim,
say any name.
Kim Jong-un, the guy, the basketballer. What was his name?
Sorry, I just blew smoke directly into the sprinkler system.
That's a really good idea. That's smart.
I mean, dude, it looked like I was trying to set it off the way that I blew it.
Yeah. Nice. There's a lot of expensive equipment in here that doesn't belong to us. Yeah, I like the respect that you give. How are we doing for time?
Because I mean, we're good. We're basically good to go. We don't have to answer any more questions. It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. All
this
right.
Has
well,
been fun.
You know, and for everybody listening, just real fast, we'll sign up on this. We won't spend too much time on it. It happened a few days ago and it came out. Where was I? Oh, I was in Hawaii. Obviously, we saw the thing about Conor McGregor. Mm. Everybody's seen that. You know, I got nothing good to say about that. You know, nothing good to say about that at all. Hitting a guy when he's not even looking at you. I mean, it's just terrible. It's shitty. Even if you're a fighter, right, you don't do that. You know, I've got nothing good to say about it. So I don't want to sit here and just talk shit for the sake of it. Everyone else has done
and we
that.
We also talked about it. Remember the Pedo Bob episode? We also, I will say, look, in Connor's defense, there's no audio.
It doesn't matter. There's no defense. He wasn't looking at him. He sucker punched him, you know? And the rule of the streets and the rule of men, you don't do that.
What if the guy said when he was looking down, he was like, you won't sucker punch me, you pussy. You didn't see his lips moving. No, all right, probably not.
It's a good one. You haven't got the balls to hit me. Well, really? Bang. You never know, you know.
We talked about it a while ago. The video did come out. Yeah, dude, it sucks. And it doesn't look good for, no matter what way you want to slice it. First of all, he doesn't knock him out.
Did you see the video of the Irish pub? Because they stocked proper 12. They had multiple bottles of it behind the bar.
And then they threw it away.
And then they got it and they poured it all down the toilet. They videoed it and posted it online. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, right now his name's in the mud, you know. But there you go. I mean, can't walk around doing that, you know. But anyway, a bit of a serious one there. The only reason, because I know people will say, well, you never talked about that. That was big news. Well, it happened last week. We're recording now. And what needs to be said or has to be said has been said already.
Yeah.
And, you
Connor,
know.
Connor's got a, he's
gonna get
unbelievable
shit
talent.
Together.
Unbelievable talent. We are so, look, dude, we tell like it is on the show. We're very complimentary of who Connor is. He's both an athlete, entertainer, what he's done for the sport. There seems to be fucking problems there, dude. There's these things that are happening over and over again where it's like, dude, you have the world at your fucking fingertips right now. You have a kid that you just had. He obviously loves his son. He takes all the amazing pictures with his son. It's like, at one point, you have to look in the mirror and go, like, I can fucking do good with this power, or I can just keep on getting fucked up and doing stupid shit and hurting people that probably fucking love me, dude. You have people that love you, that adore you. He probably has offered drinks every bar that he goes to, every restaurant that he goes to.
Yeah.
And it's like, So I hope he does change it because he's very, very talented and he's very entertaining. So,
yeah, well, it's not good. But anyway, so we'll leave that one there. But there you go. I just wanted to mention that because people say, well, why did you stay away from that? Well, we're not staying away. It's just that what needs to be said has been said. And yeah, there you go. All right, guys, listen, it was a bit of a shorter one today, so our apologies. But we have a guy here in the corner by the name of Nolan that's producing the show that's very, very kind. He's hosting us, he's putting us up, he's letting us use his place. But I do know that he's also staring at his watch saying, we are 15 minutes past the next show coming in. So for that reason, we're going to kill this this one here. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends, subscribe, leave reviews, all that good stuff. Until next time, look after yourself. Bye-bye.